The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's BrickhouseStew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's BrickhouseStew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
NBC has taken a position now to run a story about how the president said he wanted, later came back and said, no, they were right. He can't do that. If he did, it would kick off an arms race. And if that happened, it would greatly destabilize the entire world. If he was looking for additional nuclear weapons and you're Chinese, what do you think you do? If you are in a country where everything is run by the state, what do you think their advisors are saying this story means? As we found out after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Russia took all of our newspaper stories, and they believed they were all CIA plants. They believed that we were planting that information in the news to send them messages. Now, has that made our life more secure or less secure? Has this helped us with national security or hurt us with national security? The story goes on to say this is why the president's advisors are calling him a moron. So not only did they put the rest of the world on alert that the president may be doing things that are illegal, which there is no evidence of that. In fact, the story later points out exactly the opposite. But he wants to do this. He wants a big military buildup. On the week that he said to North Korea, there's only one thing that's going to solve. Well, what is that? That's war. So NBC decides to release a story that puts us all in grave danger. They're willing to go out and they're willing to blast President Trump for political reasons. And they're willing to possibly destabilize the entire world in a completely unrelated story. Stu, can you give me the update from Ronan Farrow?
Yeah, Ronan Farrow, of course, was reporting on the Weinstein case. He's the one, he was working on it for 10 months, 10 months of research.
This is Mia Farrow, Woody Allen's son.
Yes. And so another thing you might know about Ronan Farrow is he's an employee of NBC News.
Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. He's a respected journalist. Mm. I don't know what for, but he has won several
huge awards.
Yes, he's won huge news awards. Mm-hmm. He's a respected journalist at NBC.
And by far the most accomplished thing he's ever done is the story about Harvey Weinstein. I mean, this is going to set his career for, I mean, this is a huge story. He, by all accounts, did a great job reporting it, was diligent, was threatened personally by Harvey Weinstein with a lawsuit during this process. Really did, he took on everybody. And it's interesting that a guy being paid by NBC News winds up releasing the biggest story of the year for The New Yorker.
Now, hang on just a second. Mm. It's not that he just went out. NBC told him to go find another outlet to publish this. Now, this on the heels of Saturday Night Live on Saturday, having whole bunches of Weinstein jokes and shockingly cutting all of them and not making any reference to Harvey Weinstein at all.
And there's an interesting, I guess, a side-by-side there. Because you might say, and I have no problem with them reporting the NBC thing, or the nuclear arsenal thing. You could argue it's just a leak. But if it's a news organization, I think they have a legitimate stance to say, you know what? Damn the consequences. Damn the torpedoes. If we have a big news story that's important to the people, we're going to bring it. We're going to bring it out. You just can't make that point when you just gave the biggest story of the year to The New Yorker because you were afraid of the consequences from Harvey Weinstein. You can make the point about the nuclear story being legitimate, but it is obviously an actual danger to our national security. Now, that doesn't mean you don't print it. I mean, if it's a real story and it's really important, you can still do it. But I mean, they were not worried about the consequences of actual nuclear world war, but they were worried about the consequences of Harvey Weinstein. That is an incredible statement. And I mean, you want to talk about priorities? I don't mind you saying damn the torpedoes. But if you're going to take one of these things into account to not report a news story, maybe the one about the 10 times nuclear arsenal increase is the one you skip.
I see. I didn't see those two stories connected at all.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure neither do the people at NBC.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitvestIRA.com. That's BitvestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.